Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy, warm sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Fly Away. The dragon peeked at the pair of chrysalises in the bush. It had been days since Mac and Marley, the caterpillars, had rested there, and the dragon was hoping that they were ready to come out again. The chrysalises had become clear. The dragon could see something orange and black. As the dragon watched, the chrysalises began to wiggle. The excited dragon knew it was time. Slowly, Marley climbed out of the tight home she had napped in for days. She looked over at Mac and smiled when she saw him start to emerge from his little home. Hanging upside down from the branch, Marley began to stretch her wrinkly new wings. Wait a minute, she had wings? She looked over at Mac and noticed he had wings, too. When Marley settled in for her nap, she had been a yellow, white, and black striped caterpillar. Now, both she and Mac looked like the orange and black butterfly they had seen twirling through the flowers. Well, kind of. Her wings were pretty wrinkled. As she looked for them to relax and lengthen, she called to Mac. Hey, Mac, look at this. I have wings, and you do too, she exclaimed. Mac smiled at her as he hung upside down and said, I know. just wait until they've relaxed. Right now, mine are so crinkled. But it gives me a chance to enjoy the view. I've never seen the world from this angle. What? Upside down? Marley asked. Yep, Max said. Isn't it neat? It sure is, Marley replied. I like the lines underneath the leaves. They're so delicate and pretty. I like how the light shines up through my feet, Max said. As the new butterflies chatted away, their wings relaxed and lengthened. Marley fluttered, her wings open and closed. Mac fluttered as well, his wings opened and closed. The pair of monarchs moved their wings, open and closed, until they felt dry and flight-worthy. Somehow, both butterflies knew it was time to travel. Well, shall we give it a try? Marley asked. I'm ready if you are, Mac replied. Okay then. 1, 2, 3, let's go! And the two butterflies let go of the branch and fluttered away. Marley and Mac danced around the dragon's snout, and then they were off on a brand new adventure. The dragon watched them disappear into the distance and wished them a safe journey. After they had flown a while, Marley yawned. All the excitement of the day had tired her out, and she was ready to rest. She looked over at Mac and caught him in a great big yawn. He seemed tired too. The two butterflies decided to stop their journey for the day. They decided to rest in a beautiful flower garden for the night. Wishing everyone well, the two butterflies thought of all they had to be grateful for. Marley and Mac were grateful for their beautiful wings. They were happy to be out enjoying the world once again. Both caterpillars were thankful to have a beautiful flower garden to rest in. In the morning, they could enjoy some nice, fresh nectar. Closing their eyes, Mac and Marley relaxed. They took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Each beautiful butterfly took another deep dragon breath. Calmed and smiled. Then one more dragon breath in and out. Their minds quieted, and Mac and Marley fell asleep, imagining where their strong new wings could take them. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.